AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Voters are casting ballots in Greece in a referendum to either accept or reject an economic bailout plan, which includes billions of dollars in budget restrictions. Norwegian Carl Jensen, who's on vacation in Greece, says the Greeks have to get their act together.
The country really has to pull itself together somehow. In either way, they choose to go their own way or to be with Europe.
A rousing 4th of July across the country. That's the sound of fireworks in Washington. President Obama earlier hosting a picnic and concert for military personnel and their families at the White House.
Without you, we could not enjoy the incredible blessings that we do in this greatest country on earth. And we are so appreciative to all of you. We hope you are having a good time.
Matt Stoney devoured 62 wieners and buns in 10 minutes, upsetting Joey Jaws Chestnut in the annual hot dog eating contest at Nathan's Famous on Coney Island, breaking Chestnut's bid for a ninth straight victory. Defending champion Miki Sudo won the women's division. Family group photo turned tragic at a Beast house yesterday evening in North Carolina. The deck where they had gathered gave way, dropping more than 20 people to the ground some 10 feet or so below. Lisa Hahn, who was renting another beach house, tells WITN-TV that she rushed to the scene.
I came around the corner. I was on the phone with 911, so I just counted people on the ground, and I counted up to 21, and I just said, you just need to get as many units as you can here.
Doctors say two people are in critical condition. The others have injuries ranging from bumps and bruises to broken bones. Two women missing, four others have been found dead in the past year or so in the area around Chillicothe, Ohio. Police officer Buddy Lytle says someone knows something. Grieving family members are nervous about a possibility of a serial killer. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis is flying to South America on a nine-day visit. Francis is headed first to Ecuador before he makes stops in Bolivia and Paraguay, three of South America's poorest countries. And while he is returning to his native continent, Francis is skipping his homeland of Argentina, in part to avoid any possible entanglement in this year's presidential election. The Pope is scheduled to return to Rome on the 13th of this month. Abby Wambach remembers the day the United States lost to Japan in the last Women's World Cup title match.
It's been a constant reminder since July 17th, 2011. It's kind of been that thing that's been within us, that fuels our fire, that motivates us.
The U.S. did win the gold medal game over Japan at the London Olympics. The two teams tangle again this evening in the World Cup final in Vancouver, Canada. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.